Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Justin is out, so again, we are joined by Erin Lynn Rhodes and actress Tatiana Ali. Thank you for being here. Oh my gosh, today, guys, we gotta start with Pete. What is this man's secret? He is working his magic again, hooking up with the sexy star of Bridgerton. Pete is reportedly dating Daphne Bridgerton, aka Phoebe Dynevor. So it's a long distance relationship. Phoebe is working in the UK, but according to Us Weekly, they are very happy and he makes her laugh. Did this relationship surprise you at all?
Not at all. Like, hello, you guys. Pete Davidson is three letters, and that is BDE. If you need me to tell you what that is, it's
what is
big D
D energy.
Oh,
and apparently,
you know what? I see that.
And apparently, it's
I
not,
see that.
It's not confidence. Just energy. It's physical as well.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the thing. And
oh, wow.
I mean, he has an impressive track record. He's got Ariana Grande, Kaya Gerber, Kate Beckinsale.
Guys, maybe he's just like a really nice guy.
That too, Tatiana. I'm sure he's a really nice guy.
Really nice.
But apparently,
in many ways.
You know, he's funny. He's got a great personality, too.
Is he Hollywood's hottest bachelor?
Apparently.
Track record speaks for itself. He is literally the hottest bachelor out there, and everyone wants a piece of that.
I do think it's kind of adorable in like a older lady talking about a younger guy that he was living at his mom's place for, you know, up until recently. I think that's kind of...
He literally just moved out. He finally got his own pad. I don't know the reasonings why, but let's just be brutally honest here. You meet a guy at this point in your life, and he's living with his mom. How does that work?
Well, okay, they're both in their early to mid 20s. I don't necessarily mind it, I guess, if I'm that age and it's like, oh, it's a fling. But like, I'm really not trying to be greeted by your mother at the door every time we're coming home. You like, yeah. And it seems like they have a fine,
maybe
great
she had
relationship.
Breakfast for you the next morning.
If she
though.
Had breakfast for me, though, that would change the whole situation. In that case, I'm moving in as well. But no, I don't think I would.
He's got a job. I mean, it's not like he's
right.
Like totally, maybe he was saving up for like the pad that he really wanted to have. And I feel you. I feel like in his dating life, I'm sure he found other places to hang out with his
friends.
Dates.
It's like, can we go back to your place, please?
Yeah, let's go back to your place.
Dude, you were on SNL. Don't you have a nice place? No, you're with your mom. Okay.
So,
for me, the reasoning is very important. Is your mom sick? Like, are you taking care of her? Is it something like that? Or is this a temporary solution because your new pad is getting all of these renovations and you just can't move
sense.
In yet? Okay, let me see the new pad. Let me make sure we're moving there and tell me the timeline. Then I can be okay with it. Otherwise, no, I just would be like, I need you to be living your own life because I feel like every time I go over there, it's a three party.
Yeah.
It's a three party. A four party. That's too many people in the party, okay, for this relationship to move forward.
So it's a no for us.
It's a no. Yeah. Okay. Zac Efron met his girlfriend Vanessa last summer while she was working as a waitress in Australia. They've gotten serious, and sources say she recently quit her job so she can travel with him. So would you quit your job for the person you're dating?
Okay. Me personally?
Yes.
Yes. I really love what I do. That's just like no. If I want to retire, I want to be able to do whatever I want to do in a relationship pretty much. And I feel that way about my partner. Like I don't know. I'm very career motivated. So I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could do that.
I'm not even being shady though, but she was a waitress. Okay. And that's not a shady thing, because I was a waitress too, but I would quit a waitressing job in 2 seconds to date Zac Efron and travel the world.
Well, there you go. She's 25 years old. She was working at a restaurant before. She's an aspiring model. So to travel the world with Zac Efron, to be skiing and surfing and all of these amazing things.
Aspiring model?
This is
actually the new job.
But you see, let's talk about women's unpaid labor, because she is not leaving a job to start another job.
Right.
In a sense. Like, yes. She's going to take care of him. And, like, you know, I don't mean that in a disparaging way, but I'm sure she's going to be involved in what he's doing in a deeper way. I mean, because you can't just, I don't know. I'm sure that's how it's going
to
work out.
If this happened to me, I would quit that job 100% because this is the ride of a lifetime. You're going to travel with this guy. You don't know how long this relationship's going to last, but you're going to enjoy it while you've got it, right? Yeah. This is like when you date the rich guy that has the boats and takes you on wild vacations and you know it's not going anywhere, but you're like, I'm only this age once. Only happen this one time. I'm not going to marry you, but hell, I'm going to ride this ride while it's going, because this is fun.
This is the time of your life to do it for sure. And if you're still trying to figure out your career, why not? You have nothing to lose, literally nothing to lose. And if you love this man and it seems like they're really serious and who knows, they could be engaged by the end of this, I think, do your thing, girl.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay, but now let's up the stakes. You're married. What if Joshua says, I want to move to Alaska to do searching for gold?
Okay, well, first of all,
searching for gold.
Not happening. But also, I'm like Tatiana, where like I'm career oriented. I know what I want to do. I know where I want to be, and it's got to be here. But this whole pandemic thing really threw us off for a loop.
And right.
I'm FaceTiming into work. I'm gonna be in Alaska, guys. Bye.
I could see you in a parka. You'd be cute. You'd be cute.
I don't do cold, but that'd be cute.
All right. Well, as you guys know, probably Tatiana starred on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it turns out two other major stars auditioned for the role of Ashley Banks. I can't imagine anybody else being Ashley but you, by the way. Before we tell you who, check out an 11-year-old Tatiana, one of her very first scenes.
Oh, y'all, really?
Hey there, Lord. My name is Ashley Banks. My family and friends want to give you some thanks. So before this dinner's all swollen and chewed, thank you, God, for this stupid food.
So cute! Do you still know that prayer? Do you still say it?
Will you teach it to your kids?
Thank you, God, for this stupid... No, I don't... Well, do I know? You guys, it was a long time ago. My son just watched Fresh Prince the other day. Obviously, it's a rerun. And he was actually laughing at it. My four-year-old, he was laughing with the jokes, which was really an amazing moment.
Did he realize it was you?
He did. He realized it was me. He's never cared about stuff before, but he is starting to get it. I had to rap for the audition for Fresh Prince. I was living in New York, and they had the girls make up these rhymes, and my rap was, I'm not a rap. Like, I can sing.
Yeah.
I cannot rap. That is not the same
That's
skill.
That's a whole other skill.
It's a whole nother skill. The people that can do both, they're amazing. I can't do it.
Oh, and no, so, that sounded pretty good.
I think I was so, like, corny that they're like, oh, Ashley.
It is so iconic, and I'm about to put my husband on blast. He literally knows that entire prayer rap. And like, we were watching that episode a couple nights ago because we watch it to go to sleep sometimes. And he was like, reciting it. So it's really funny.
Yeah, Ashley prayed a lot. There's a meme going off where instead of amen, I think they wrote a woman. Like, she was always praying at the table. So
hilarious. Well, you're good at it. Well, so good. Here's a little tidbit you guys may not know. Tia and Tamara Mori revealed that they both auditioned for the role, but said they were glad they didn't get it because then they probably wouldn't have been able to do Sister Sister. Did you know about that?
I did not know about that until I read it in their interview. And I know Tia and Tamara and their brother and their mom and dad. And, you know, it was kind of a small group of people at the same time, kids, especially kids of color, who were, you know, in television and kind of doing our thing. And I've known them. They're amazing. And they wouldn't have had their own show.
Right.
Fresh Prince. But I think they're the same mindset that I am. Even, you know, seeing them in auditions and seeing them whatever over the years, what's for you is for you.
Absolutely.
And they're and you know, what's for me is for me. And we can walk out of rooms in and out and be like, I hope you get this, girl. And she'll say, aww. Tamara said to me, like, I hope you get it too, which either one of us, and
wow.
We made it. Like, it's a win for
I
all
love
of us.
That.
We've always been like that. So I think that's cool. I think that's really cool.
That's so cute.
Amazing. All right, you guys, still ahead, Shailene Woodley's intimate video with her man, Aaron Rodgers, why they are now flaunting their love publicly out of nowhere. We just found out about them. Plus, what Piers Morgan just admitted about Meghan Markle, his surprising confession. Is coming up. Stay with us.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, welcome back. In today's Pop of Love, we're getting our first real glimpse at Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers' relationship. Shailene's showing some major love to her fiancé to celebrate his 2-week hosting gig on Jeopardy.
This guy right here. Is super sexy, super attractive. Just shaved his neck this morning. Has a little man bun growing. Oh yeah, rocking my new shades. This guy is hosting Jeopardy tonight.
I was quarantined in Montreal for a lot of the beginning of the off season, hanging out with this lovely lady right here.
You watch so much Jeopardy, you guys.
Yeah, probably 100 hours.
All right, first thoughts whenever, so we found out about this couple a very short time ago. Shailene Woodley is insanely private usually, and then now she's all about promoting her man's Jeopardy appearance.
I'm just,
as though he's like up for an Oscar. My first thoughts are, you're on Big Little Lies and you never even talked about that hardly. This is worth doing all these posts about?
She clearly loves him, obsessed with him, cannot get enough of him on Jeopardy, okay? Like, that's it. Like, she's never loved him more than when he's on Jeopardy. No, I kid. But it is just very interesting that this is the first time we're ever seeing them interact with each other, and it's so in our face, and it's all around this show, so she's very supportive. But just peculiar.
Is she just worried he's not going to get a job? Is he not going to make him? She's just please, let's get a lot of traction on this so my man can get a full-time TV gig here.
Alex Trebek's shoes, they're big shoes to fill.
Yeah, right?
And it does feel a lot like a kind of like a job interview, he's shaved.
Yes, he's worthy.
He cleans up. He's got a man bun. Look at that.
He loves Jeopardy, guys. He's watched 200
New School episodes. Jeopardy. He can bring in the young audience. It feels very much like a...
Like, really trying to sell
it. Their audition tape.
Yeah. She was like, you know what? I don't use my celebrity power often, but I'm going to drop it right now. I'm going to do what I can to help my man get this gig.
Look, we talked about this before. Sometimes it's easier to, promote somebody else than yourself. Like I was saying, back in the day when I used to, you know, go to clubs or whatever, my friends would, I would let my friends like kind of pimp me and be like, hey.
Do you know who we have in line? Yes,
do it. Like, do what you can so we can all get in. But I would never do that in any other circumstance.
Did you let them use your name even when you weren't there? They're like, no, Tatiana's coming. She'll be here in an hour.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they did. I mean, look, I don't even know if it would work. But we were trying anything, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes, moral of the story, you got to pimp out your friends. You got to pimp out your man.
Right.
Never pimp out yourself because... tasteless, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Pimp out yourself. Are you kidding me? Promote your stuff. Are you kidding me? If you don't believe in yourself and you're not selling yourself, then who is?
Preach!
Oh, am I
Preach!
No, she's right, you guys. Like,
it's true.
All right.
It's true.
Would you stay with your partner even if you lost the spark? Sister Wives star Mary Brown is holding out hope that things are eventually going to get better with Cody, even though their marriage has been on the rocks for about 6 years. Here's what happened on the last episode. Watch.
I've been waiting for you, honestly.
And I'm not coming.
I know that.
You have not made an effort in this, and you're the one that wants it. She wants to be loved romantically. Then there has to be a spark for that. And then she'll get from that, she will receive romance, love, and a full marriage and sexual relationship.
Wow. This, of course, that's her everyday relationship. Mary has three other sister wives, but if that wasn't a factor, can you stay with someone after the spark disappears?
I mean, look, relationships don't entirely last on sparks. I think it's important to have one. I think you should be, you know, really interested and attracted to your partner. But I don't think, like, there will be seasons of maybe no spark, and you need to work on it, and you need to reimagine what that relationship can look like, and also figure out what is that thing that gives you guys that spark, because people change and individuals want different things at different times. So I feel like, you know what, get that spark back.
Yeah, and it doesn't, you know, sometimes spark, sometimes people, I think there's a rom-coms are amazing, but I sometimes they can really warp our sense of what real romance is, and we look at Instagram and we look at these movies and we think there always has to be just a constant butterfly situation, and that the first sign of trouble or you guys not understanding each other, then it's time to leave because the person you fall in love with is just going to understand you always.
Right.
That's impossible. Yeah, you guys, I mean, you're going to have fights. You're going to have problems. I think spark's going to go away. And it doesn't mean that spark goes away forever or that it's completely gone. But maybe it's just toned down because you're dealing with the stresses of life and kids and work and whatever else is happening. And that means you may not feel like every time you see your husband, you got sparks, because maybe you're just got too much on your mind to even be thinking about him that way. You know?
He's definitely got a lot on his mind. He's got other wives who he has sparks with. So it's like, if one is lacking, you're like, it's okay, I'll pick it up over here.
And how hard is that for her to like look at him connecting with her sister wives? That's a whole other story.
I know. And is sparks the same thing? Is spark the same thing as love? Mm. Like, you know, love is... love can take on many forms, and it can absolutely be everlasting. And if I think if two people are willing to find the spark again, then it's possible.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, if somebody's like, you know, I'm not even interested, then that's a different story. But if they're both willing.
Yeah.
I think I believe in love, girl.
Yeah.
I believe in love. I also believe in love.
Yes.
All right. Another question. What do you do if your partner will not shut up? A woman says her fiance talks constantly. He tells the same stories over and over. Oh. And it's gotten to the point where she's embarrassed to bring friends home. Wow. I know a lot of people that tell the same stories over and over. In fact, I might. But
okay, I'm that person that's like, yeah, you told me. Like, yeah, I know. You told me that story. Like, I cannot bear to listen to the story more than two times. Like, girl, I know the punchline. I know the drama. I know the climax. And I know the ending. So, yes. Like, save your breath.
Yes and no. But I've got family members that have this problem. And I don't have the... strength to tell them I've heard the story again, because I can see them winding up and I know they get super excited to tell the story again. And it's like, I don't want to burst their bubble. So I play dumb. I let them tell the story again, even though I know how it's going to end.
Oh my God.
Because I just don't want to take that joy away from them.
Oh, I'd love nothing more than telling them the rest of the story, because I already know it.
What my husband, though, I will tell them.
What if you can't, like, be quiet with your partner? Like, that's something that I looked for in dating. That was like a check for me, like, where you could be quiet and just like enjoy a drive, or just that was like, oh wow, I'm kind of connected to this person, or I can be connected in a deeper way because we can be in silence together and have it not be awkward. I can't I need room to think, like, oh my gosh, room to you know what my mother used to say? I can't hear my ears.
Very real with this guy.
I dated a guy once that literally hated silence, and he was open about it. We would go on a date, he's like, I hate awkward silence, and he would just keep talking, and I'm like, it's not awkward until you just keep talking. You're making it awkward. Like, we're eating. Can't be talking and eating the whole time. And it was after the date, we became friends afterwards, and I would say,
no,
I told them straight up,
because
we were never meant for each other, clearly. And so I would literally give him friendly advice, you know, me and my constructive criticism. And I'm like, let some silence happen. It's not as awkward as you think. I know you get so uncomfortable in your own skin when there's any kind of silence. You can see him squirming. He's like, his wheels are turning, trying to think of something to talk about. And I'm like, sometimes people just need a breath, and it doesn't make it awkward. They're not sitting there thinking, this is so boring because there's no conversation happening. Right. Sometimes 1 or 2 minutes, 5 minutes could even go by, maybe.
Well,
and they can be quiet.
It's a deeper thing. It's a deeper issue where there could be borderline insecurities or some type of, you know, mental health situation where it's like, I can't bear any of this silence. Yeah. And I feel like when you are with someone and you could literally just be driving and be silent, like, I find so much comfort in that, where I'm like, oh, I have found my peace and we are peaceful next to each other. That's love.
That is true.
There's
nice.
There's so many other forms of communication. You can hold hands. Anyway.
Aw, okay. Well, silence is okay, we're saying, but just not on Daily Pop. Okay, up next, Atlanta housewife Candy Burris is here, and she is not holding back about the catfights, Strippergate, and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This situation that we're talking about ain't got nothing to do with you. You just move forward with both friends.
All right, so both of y'all, Portia, I love you to death. She would never be able to have me cross you no kind of way. Kenya, I'm moving baby steps with you. But I love where we're at, and it feels good. Like I told
you. Tell the truth. Tell the whole truth.
I'm telling the truth.
I no longer have anything else to say.
Okay. Both of you motherfucking talk to me about each other when I wasn't there.
I definitely feel like Marlo has put herself in the middle unnecessarily.
Oh, there is some drama. Here to tell us what's really going on, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burris. Welcome to the show.
Hi. What's up, guys?
I am such a huge fan of R-H-O-A, and I really enjoyed that episode and this whole season. Now, that hot mess between Kenya, Portia, and now Marlo, whose side are you on?
You know, I'm not really picking a side. I'm just like, let people have their business and do what they want to do. You know, Kenya, you know, she made her point. I guess her whole over point is like, you know, if it was her, everybody would be talking about it. Okay, I get it. But, you know, if Portia doesn't want to discuss it, she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to. It's not like just because we're friends, we're forced to talk about everything. And so that's like, you know, I'm just like, just leave it alone.
All right, so are you gonna spill? Did Portia sleep with Bolo, do you think?
my name is not Portia. I don't know what she does with her own body.
I like that answer. Okay. Some others could take notes from that, but it seems like what do you think is the big deal? Why is there such an obsession with everybody to figure this out?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, if something wild like that happens in the house while we're on a cash trip, of course, you know, it's going to be talk. You know, yeah. Everybody wants to talk. We all talk about each other all the time. That's what we do. But I think, you know, something like that is super exciting. It's super on the edge. A lot of people would never do it. So it's kind of like, wow, you know, did she do it? Did she not do it? You know, people want to know.
Okay, I get it.
You gave us an outrageous preview of your outfit for the reunion. I just love it. Your hair, I'm feeling like Betty Page. That was incredible.
Thank you. So thank good. You.
Wow.
Thank yes. you.
Yes.
They told me that they wanted to do this burlesque, 50 Shades of Grey dungeon theme. And so I wanted to give them that. You know, I wanted to give them all things dungeon and glamour. So I wanted to reach out to Vex, you know, for the latex. And then I had Rico Chappelle give me this beautiful, long, glamorous skirt. And for my hair, I wanted to do, you know, I was inspired by Dita Von Teese because she's like one of the most well-known burlesque, you know, performers. So yeah, it was a mixture.
You're
I love
so
it.
Creative. You're such a dope artist. I didn't even realize that was latex. That's amazing. who stirs up the most drama during the reunion? Does anybody, like, you know, storm off the set? Can you give us any juicy foreshadowing?
Well, it was a lot of drama. I mean, obviously, you know, of course, there was a lot of back and forth, you know, with Portia, with Kenya, with Drew. And then, you know, LaToya came out on fire.
Oh, I believe that.
She came out on fire. So, yeah, it was a lot of drama. I'll just say that.
Cannot wait for that. Well, somehow you also found time to shoot a movie for Lifetime called Envy, a Seven Deadly Sins story. We're going to take a little look.
I don't trust her.
Can we just focus on the meeting, please?
Can we focus on not letting a stranger into our business?
We could lose one of our biggest clients.
Our company depends on this. It's simple. We're sticking to my plan.
Ooh!
Envy is a dangerous thing.
I don't trust her. Can we just focus on the meeting, please?
You've been successful for a very long time. Have you ever had to cut off someone who has been envious of you? Maybe a fellow housewife?
I wouldn't say, you know, necessarily any housewives. I mean, listen to this. Like, some of us housewives, we cut each other off from time to time. You know, it happens. But in my lifetime, there are definitely people that I had to, you know, let go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because the energy just wasn't good, you know. Yeah. And you never know if people have your best interest at heart. So you just have to move on.
How fun was it to shoot that film?
It was awesome. We actually were still filming the Real Housewives season 13, and I started filming the movie same time towards the end the year of last year. And it was really cool because I was super excited to be a part of this film. I love T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes. He's, you know, a phenomenal speaker, you know, and inspiration and everything. And so to be a part of the Seven Deadly Sins, it just was amazing. The cast was amazing. And it just, to be able to tell this story was really cool. Soraya, I've always loved her. It's just to see her have her first time being the lead in the film. I thought she did an incredible job. It was really good, you know, just to be a part of this.
Oh, cannot wait to see it.
Yeah,
thank you
too.
So much for joining us.
Thank you
for
Candy.
Having me.
Congratulations, Candy. You guys, Envy, a Seven Deadly Sins story premieres April 17th on Lifetime. And of course, you can catch The Real Housewives of Atlanta on Sundays on Bravo. Thank you, Candy. Reunion. Oh my gosh, that outfit. All right, after the break, Channing Tatum is revealing he has one really big fear about being a dad. Then Millie Bobby Brown says people are not ready for her to grow up. Tatiana definitely has some thoughts on this, why it's so hard to move on as a child star. Next.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time to take a look at the stories making headlines. In today's Hollywood Minute, we are all still very upset about Regé-Jean Page leaving Bridgerton, but maybe some hot new faces will make us feel a little bit better. The show announced yesterday that it's adding 4 new cast members. There they are. Season 2 starts filming later this month, so hopefully we'll find ourselves a new crush. Channing Tatum doesn't save his acting for work. He also plays pretend with his 7-year-old daughter, Everly. He tells Parents Magazine he had a lot of fear about connecting with her as a single dad, but he jumped in with both feet, and he thinks that made all the difference. Piers Morgan just gave his first interview since storming off ITV's Good Morning Britain, and his feelings have not changed. Here's what he told Fox Nation's Tucker Carlson today.
I still don't believe what they were saying. And in particular, I don't believe what Meghan Markle said. 17 different claims by the pair of them have now been proven to be either completely untrue or massively exaggerated or unprovable.
Ooh, Aaron, are you surprised he is still sticking hard to his beliefs?
Absolutely not. I mean, you guys, we were talking earlier in the show about people who cannot shut up. And here he is on the show. And he found the perfect place to just blab on and on and on.
I have a message for Pierce. Keep Meghan's name out your mouth.
I don't think that's possible for him. I think that's his favorite subject.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, why do you have to keep riding on this? Like, just give it a break. Give it a full-on rest.
All righty. Well, let's move on to Millie Bobby Brown, shall we? Fans refuse to accept that Millie has growing up. She auditioned for her role on Stranger Things when she was only 10 years old. And as she told MTV, fans won't let her forget it.
So I wear a crop top and people are like, she's 10. I'm like, no, I mean, I am 17. That's something that girls do. Or like, I wear high heels or I wear, you know, an outfit to an award show. And they're like, oh, she looks 50. No, it's because you've watched me since I was 10. You know, right. That's why you think that.
Wow, that's got to be a difficult situation. Did you go through that?
Yeah, I did. I definitely went through that. I don't know if it's different for boys. Actually, I want to say it is. It is different for boys. There's something about young girls, when we see them, we either want to, you know, see them very young. You know, it's like this for women, too. You have strict roles that you have to stay within, and people try to keep you there. Mm. She's so beautiful. And as a young girl, she was beautiful. As a teenage girl, she's beautiful. She's going to be a beautiful woman. People need to allow her to express herself, you know what I mean? Physically, sensual, what her body. She'd be able to wear whatever she wants.
Yeah.
And she's growing lovely, so.
Yeah. I want to ask you this. Do you remember the first time you realized that there was public scrutiny or people maybe making comments like, oh my gosh, she's like wearing high heels or she's dressing like a too mature for her age?
Yeah, absolutely. And I wasn't. I mean, I told you guys yesterday, my parents were really strict about everything. So if anything, I was a little bit behind in what I was choosing to wear and do. But people tend to want to see you if they know you as a child, a girl child, they want to keep you as a girl child. And then, you know, if they see you as something else, they want to keep you as that too.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
We know, I mean, I think young women should be able to be everything that they want to be.
Was there a moment that you felt free? Like you were like, you know what? I feel free. I'm a grown woman. I can wear whatever I want. People are finally stopped not saying anything about it.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in that time of my life right now.
Wow.
Which in a way is like super sad. I wish I had done it. I wish I'd felt that way sooner. I might have looked that way on the outside, you know, kind of fake it till you make it. But I didn't really feel like, you know what? I don't care what anybody thinks or says. I'm going to dress how I want, do what I want, kind of until like now-ish, like in my real adulthood. And then I think also outside perspective, when I became a mother myself, then it was like, okay, y'all.
Yeah, I'm a mama.
And I stopped, and only recently have I stopped hearing like, you're so grown up. Oh, Ashley doesn't do that. I'm like, well, I was years old.
Interesting.
Then
it
lives.
And the only reason why I can think why it held on to you for so long is because
you had not just like, we have our parents that try to keep us young sometimes, or maybe our aunts and uncles or our grandparents that are like, honey, you don't need to be wearing that. But you had the whole world. And so to have everybody think they're your aunt and uncle and giving you advice on what you should be doing because they care about you has to be feeling like you have a lot of expectations to live up to.
It's a lot of expectation. It's a lot of unnecessary pressure. And you know why, though? That's why some people really go to the other extreme. Right. And they say, you know what? I'm taking it. I'm gonna roll around on a, I'm gonna swing out on a cannonball. Gonna, because they just, they've had enough and they just want to break it. And honestly, the breaking of it is to really feel like you can be free to do whatever you want.
Because everyone's putting you in a box. And then with social media on top of it these days, I can't imagine being a teenager trying to grow into my own who's been famous since I've been 10. And everyone keeps watching the first episode of me thinking that's who I am forever.
That's gotta
be a tough situation. Growing up's hard enough.
I know.
Leave Millie alone.
But leave Millie alone.
I mean, I would almost say, what would you guys suggest with Millie? Do you think she should stay off social?
I think it's
hard, easier said to do. Like, were you reading tabloids and press? Because we didn't have social media back then. Or, like, did your parents protect you from that stuff?
I didn't really read that stuff too much because, honestly, because I was sensitive. And so it would really bother me and really hurt my feelings. So that kind of critique I would really, really stay away from. I would tell, look, she should post because, like we said, promote what you're doing. Like, she's doing incredible work and incredible things in the world. And don't read. It doesn't matter. Look, she's stunning. She's gorgeous. And she's so good at what she does.
She'll be around for a long time.
Yes, she will.
All right, you guys, up next, the new reality star feud that erupted over social media likes. Oh, gosh. Plus, can you guess the celeb who's rocking this sexy sheer catsuit?
Ooh.
Wow. We'll have the answer next. All right, welcome back. Before the break, we asked if you could guess the celebrity rocking the sexy cat suit. All I know is she's got a supermodel body, so I'm guessing a supermodel.
I'm going to say Bella Hadid.
Oh, that's a very good guess.
That was my first.
That does look like Bella. I'm going to go with that, too. I'm stealing your answer.
Let's see who it is.
Oh, Irina.
Joe is Bella. Is it?
Irina Shayk.
Oh, okay. All right.
Damn.
Wow. Can I get that outfit? I know, that workout regimen to get into it.
That's your honeymoon outfit right there.
All right.
Season 4 of Selling Sunset does not have a premiere date yet, but there's no shortage of drama off screen, and it's over social media likes. The feud is between former friends Christine Quinn and Mary Fitzgerald, who didn't always see eye to eye on the show.
You should have owned up. You should have been an adult. You should have told her.
You should have called her
after the party.
I should have been an adult. I was the one being an adult trying to give her respect.
Okay, so Mary is telling Page Six that Christine is throwing her under the bus and telling people that Mary never liked her pregnancy announcement post. This is Christine's TikTok post that started everything. We're going to show it here in just a second. There it goes. So she's literally pulling out all of the members of Selling Sunset in her liked and showing they never liked her post. Mary calls this a flat-out lie, insists she heard about the pregnancy through the media and left Christine a voice text to congratulate her. I mean, this is almost hilarious sad at the same time.
Like, how did you have so much time to do all that? I mean, aren't you so rich, so famous? You're having a child. Like, you have a husband. Like,
but would you notice if I didn't like your wedding announcement?
I would not notice. I would literally not notice.
But what if one day you're going through and you notice that I didn't like it? Would you feel some type of way?
No, because I miss things all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to extend that grace to a fellow person who I know works and is busy and has a life and has kids.
And has a life.
You know, like, obviously you missed it. Like, I'm sure if you saw it that day when it was trending or whatever, when it went up, then you would have probably liked it. And if you didn't, I don't give a about it.
Yeah.
What?
How about you?
No, I wouldn't care. I just, like you, I would just assume that they didn't see it or they were looking at it and they had something in their hand and didn't like it. And we're like,
Or you thought you liked it, but you didn't actually like it. Sometimes I think I send a text all the time. I'm like, did I not actually send that?
I have all
in
sorts
my head,
of. Oh my gosh.
I totally sent you that. No?
I didn't? Okay.
Yeah. No, but also, like, if you don't care about each other, why are you checking for likes anyway? Shouldn't you just assume that she didn't like it? So what point are you trying to prove? We all know you don't like each other.
Yeah, and if you got a voice text, wouldn't you rather get a text message from a friend than a like? Yes. I would rather get a text saying, congratulations, text. I'm happy for you.
Yes, yes.
This is going to be a great scene in the next season, guys.
Oh, my gosh. All right, still ahead. Hollywood's gone backlist. We're checking out the hot trend and deciding if we want to try it or trash it. If you need a wardrobe refresh, we've got you covered in this week's Tuesday trend. So pull out your phone, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen so you can get these looks at home. Okay, celebs have been showing a whole lot of backside lately. Olivia Culpo, Rosie Huntington-Whitley, and Chloe Bailey have all stepped out in the super backless trend. Erin Lim, if you say no to this, you are a liar.
I love a back moment. Give me all the backs. Absolutely. 1,000% yes for me.
And I love the necklace going to the back as well, wearing it on the back. Do you like it?
I love it. I love this look.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's timeless.
It really is.
I mean, you can call it a trend, but it's literally timeless. This will always be sexy. This will always be chic. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's also a lot of color happening in celeb outfits, especially when it comes to jackets. So we've got Megan Fox, Kylie Jenner, Gigi Hadid all sporting bold colored trench coats.
Ooh, I love that one.
Yes.
Oh, that one's sick.
That one's cool. I love it. I think it's cool. I think the best thing about this with like Megan Fox, for example, put on something black. You've got now this bright, awesome trench coat. You have a full outfit, you know? And that's what I love about a piece like that.
Statements, all about it. Pop a color. It can really change the entire fit. So,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Try it.
All right, stars are also opting for plaid. Cardi B, Demi Lovato, America Ferrera have embraced this look.
I love it. I love every one of their looks. Oh, my goodness. And you have all the different styles. Like, this looks like a skirt suit situation, or maybe it's a dress.
Yeah.
America Ferrera's dress.
I'm not.
And Cardi B looks.
I love Cardi B's, and I love it on other people. For me personally, trash it because I get Catholic school, grew up in wearing a uniform, take me back, I don't want to go back
I
say try it. It's punk rock. Let's go.
It's hot pink and yellow.
Yeah. All right. If you do the colors, just no navy blue and white. No navy blue and white. Okay. Coming up, Hollywood's baby boom. Do you know which wild mom just welcomed this baby girl? Oh, so cute.
The world may have slowed down over the last year, but Hollywood has still been busy making babies. It's time to play a round of Name That Baby. I'll read a clue. You both have to buzz in and guess who the famous parents are, okay?
Got it.
All right, first one. Her mom is named after a crocodile. Whose baby is this?
Bindi Irwin.
Let's see. Oh. Show us the reveal.
Crocodile.
Wow. Okay. Yes, all right. She's hot. Yes. She apparently looks at a lot of babies on Instagram. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Baby number two. This baby's mama is a female MC with too many hit singles to name. She gave birth back in September. Whose baby is this?
Show the picture again.
Nicki Minaj?
Yes. Yes. She got that baby.
Very good.
All right. All right. Baby number three. Baby number three's mom is an actress and singer that starred in a hit Disney Channel show back in the day. The show almost got rebooted last year. Can you name this baby?
Hilary Duff!
Is it Hilary Duff?
Because it was Lizzie McGuire, no?
Who is the baby?
Chris, is that Hilary?
Yes!
Right?
It is
Hilary.
Hilary Duff.
Oh!
Yes, it is. Okay. Baby number four's mom stars in a hit NBC show that is almost guaranteed to give you all the feels every week. Can you name this baby?
Mandy Moore.
It is Mandy Moore.
Yes.
And Marissa is the baby mama champion. Oh.
You know, I don't have very many skills, but stalking babies I can do. All right, tomorrow we are talking to Jamie Foxx. He is telling us about his new show, and he's got a warning for anyone trying to date his daughter. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
You win a baby.